You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
God, if you could hear the gossip we were chatting off air. Absolute chaos. Hello, Latia. How are you?
Hello, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It does segue, I think, neatly into what we're about to talk about today. Beckham, the Beckham documentary. What's it actually called?
Beckham.
It is just called Beckham.
I thought it was The Beckhams, but it is just Beckham.
It's just Beckham. Okay. It's definitely about David.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what is this for anyone who's missed the memo about this show?
Well, it's kind of the documentary about David Beckham and his life from becoming a, you know, pro footballer to where he is now and his relationship with Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice.
Queen of my heart.
And his family. Yeah, it's kind of just about him and his life.
It's so good. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I was kind of tricked by TikTok, and you know when TikTok, it came up all the time, or like these clips of him and Victoria dancing. I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch it. And then I was like really hooked.
Yeah.
I like was like, next episode, like I'm into it.
So who's it created by?
It's okay. So the Beckhams are. It is. I did find out it is their production company.
Yes, it is. Which I think you probably could have clocked anyway. When you watch it, there's some soft punches, you know, going on.
Yeah, they've definitely got a handle on the production of it. I think they're like the executive producers. The name, I want to say Fisher.
It's Fisher something.
Yeah.
He's Hugo from Succession. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, what?
Yes, the dude who made it is Hugo from Succession.
Okay, this is such a weird crossover.
Isn't it bizarre?
Yes.
So strange.
Yeah, but it's really well directed, and it just kind of keeps you hooked. As we were saying earlier, I think it is the Riz of David Beckham. He's so charming. You kind of just get hooked in, and you're just like, okay, I'm just gonna
roll.
You're
with
saying
it.
Things that I would usually be like, and things have happened that I'm like, but I'm kind of like, forgive
just
you.
A cheeky wee chap.
Yeah.
You know? Fisher Stevens, that's
Fisher
his name.
Fisher Stevens, that's it.
And he plays Hugo in Succession. It's the weirdest combo of people on a TV show ever.
That is. Okay. Yeah.
You are so right, though. I was like, we randomly watched it and we were like, oh, David Beckham, let's see what that's about. And we like got completely sucked into it.
Mm.
And they're long episodes. They're like movie length episodes.
Yeah. They're like an hour and a bit. And I was like, oh, this could be boring. But okay, so I'm going to sound like a real bimbo here. And I just apologies now. So growing up, like, I think he was really at the zenith of his fame when I was like 10.
Yes.
And he just had always been a celebrity, but I'd never seen him play football. So I just was like, oh, this person's hot and famous.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes when athletes are like a one-hit wonder, they kind of can leverage off their hotness and just get a lot of brand deals, like Maria Sharapova kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but I didn't know he was actually good at football. I didn't know he was
I don't think that makes you sound like a bimbo. That just makes you sound like someone not interested in sport.
Just a cool guy.
Well, just like Victoria Beckham, apparently, who has really no interest in football except watching him.
Excellent dynamic.
I've got to say, my favourite bits of the whole show were Victoria Beckham. She is crack up, man. She is so funny.
I know.
And she's funny without even, like, I mean, I think she tries. I think she's very, very smart.
Mm.
She knows when she's being funny, but also she just, like, very effortlessly crack up. All of her lines are delivered perfectly. You know.
Yeah, her and David's interactions, those really kind of organic little quips between them, especially that one about her talking about her working class upbringing, and then David just like opens the door and chimes in and asks
her
what car her father drove, and it was a Rolls Royce. But I get kind of the class thing in the UK is a bit different, and he probably like worked his way up and then
I think that
got a car.
The Rolls Royce, I mean, she was posh.
Yeah.
She was Posh Spice, but I think her defense of that has been that the Rolls Royce was when he made money, he went and bought a fancy car and she hated it.
Yeah.
But like also then she, you know, capitalized on that in her her brand as a pop star for the rest of her career, which I respect too. So
totally. No, she's really funny. I think I definitely, like I say, growing up, I remember her being that kind of surly. I think they framed her as this kind of surly, snobby woman who was like no fun, kind of yeah, everyone loved David, and it was just like, ugh, Posh Spice, blah, blah, blah. But you see her and she's like, oh, she's funny, and they have a really beautiful connection, and a few allegations aside. But yeah.
That was the bit in the show where I was like, you guys are the executive producers of this show, because they were like, yes, there was this situation that happened. It was very hard. They never addressed it directly. Yep. They just talked around it, and then they moved on. I was like, and you know what? Fair enough. The media took you to task for like 10 years about that. So you do what is right for your life at this point.
Totally. But I actually found it really interesting watching him play sport, like playing football. Yeah. I was like, wow. And then I think the way they would build it up, it was like that classic sport documentary, like, oh no, what's Manchester United gonna do? And it's like, you know, David like looking serious, and it like cuts to him in the present looking down the barrel of the camera, then like, okay, he's like, I never give up. But then suddenly like scores is like halfway, is that what it's called? A halfway goal?
Just like, he bends it like Beckham.
Beckham.
I have to say, on a form angle from this show, every time they did the direct to camera shot where someone, usually David Beckham or another very famous footballer, is like watching an old game back, and it's such a, I found that such a kind of cringe moment, but I also kind of loved it.
Yeah,
they would have the game like play out on their face.
Yeah, it was a sort of like hard cross dissolve or like a crossfade, which I actually love. It's so 80s. Like,
it's
love
very
like a crossfade, but it would be like him like smirking into the camera like, what did David do now? Bring it back for the team, win the trophy. But it was, I kind of was like really hooked into it.
I feel exactly the same about you. I was so surprised by how much I enjoyed this show, not because I didn't think I was going to find it interesting, but because there are so many bits of it that I, on paper, I'm like, this all seems weird and a bit cringe, and like, it just was so charming. It's a charming documentary.
Yeah, I also think it's his personality being almost kind of the same, like he says he's sort of the same person in a way that he was. Mm. Like, he talks the same when he was like a teenager, and then he, okay, my favourite bit was when he got the buzz cut. That buzz cut reveal was, my jaw was, I was like, oh, this has unlocked a core memory for me. My jaw was on the floor. I was like, oh, yes, the buzz cut.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do think you can watch this as a show and have not really much interest in the Beckhams previously, not have an interest in football, and still find it very compelling because of all these things. They're charming characters to watch. And I do think that you're right. It's that thing. He is kind of the same person the whole way through. And I think he's very straightforward about who he is. He loves football. He loves expensive, shiny things.
Oh, yeah, he loves things. He's such a Taurus. I Googled it. Sounds like,
he's a Taurus.
Yeah.
And also, he loves Victoria Beckham, and that's kind of what the show is all about. It's pretty sweet, I have to say.
No, it is. It's good, and it's enjoyable. It's an enjoyable watch. I think it's, you know, if you need something to watch, it's kind of fun and comforting.
Hard out.
For it.
It's on Netflix, is that right?
Yes, it's on Netflix.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for bringing us Beckham.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. I have to say, the one episode that I found super stressful was when they did actually dive into the press hounding Victoria Beckham.
Yes.
That made me feel like hives of anxiety about that.
That was sad. But also when they talked about, I love when it was like he would drive 4 hours to see her for like 10 minutes. And I was like, wow.
People, do better, everyone.
Yeah. Well, all right then. But thank you, Rachel. See you
Thank you, Latia. We will see you next week. Ka kite.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.